jazz has deep roots in the United States, but its branches stretch around the world. Japan and Sweden have prolific jazz recording industries. France produced such jazz masters as Django Reinhardt, Stephan Grappelli, and Jean-Luc Ponty. Pianist Marion McPartland and bass player Dave Holland hail from England. Today, we're going to hear about the jazz scene in Poland from one of its superstars. Trumpeter Tomasz Stanko follows the path pioneered by Miles Davis and Chet Baker. He rarely appears in the U.S., but he and his quartet have been on tour to promote their new disc on the ECM label. It's called Lontano, and one of their stops is here in NPR Studio 4B. Welcome, Tomasz.
Hello.
It is nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, and nice to meet every listener.
Yes, absolutely. Tell us briefly, though, why did you take up the trumpet? Why is that your instrument?
Trumpet is fascinating me from the beginning as a sound, but also was kind of accident. I get trumpet because I was one only musician in the scout team, and they decided they'd have, I have to be trumpet player to play this beginnings of day and the signals, these small melodies, because just one musician in the team.
Did you play jazz by accident as well?
I don't play jazz by accident. Jazz was also fascinating me from the beginning. You know, it was great music, was synonym of freedom in our country, was synonym of Western culture and just beautiful music.
I want to ask you, because many Americans may have heard you play but did not know it, you appear in the score of some Roman Polanski films, is that right?
I was doing sometimes with this because I was beginning to work with Christopher Komeda, and he was Polanski composer. He was writing music to Rosemary's Baby.
Ah, and so that was in the 1960s you were working with him. Time for some music. First of all, please introduce us to your group and tell us what you're going to play.
My drummer is Michał Miśkiewicz. Bassman is Sławomir Kulkiewicz, pianist Marcin Wasilewski, and we present Lontano, title song from our last CD.
Lontano, played by the Tomasz Stanko Quartet here in Studio 4B. I have to remark that the rest of your ensemble seems to be a lot younger than you are.
They are much younger.
Yes, how did you hook up with them?
News about good musicians are very fast, you know. In Poland, everybody knows about these young cats. They had 16, 18, and that was something like 12, 13 years ago, and I bring them, of course, to my band. They are still very young, 28, 30. We work 13 years, and they are just very good.
They are very good.
That's our third record in the CM label.
That you've done together.
Yes.
Hearing you play, there's a very breathy tone to your trumpet. Do you see it, hear it, as an extension of your own respiratory system, your speech, your voice?
I think sound is more together with life, you know. Sound is kind of your insight. Sound is kind of your sensitivity and something like this. Sound is very important for me, and I really care sound from the beginning.
The music critic Jeffrey Himes wrote that you pioneered a distinctly Polish brand of jazz. What does that mean? What's Polish jazz?
This is a question not for myself. I don't know exactly because I play this music. I think it's kind of a melancholic, what maybe is coming from our climate, our light in our country. And this melancholic maybe a little was also in the Chopin music. This kind of romantic, melancholic atmosphere, mood.
So it does reflect sort of the culture. Politically, however, how difficult was it to play jazz? Because Poland has gone through so much in the last 50 years.
Yeah, it was in the 50s was quite difficult, even was illegal. But in my times, 60s, was quite possible, even fashionable, and every film director, actors, Polański and this society was really into the jazz music, and we was kind of kings in the art society.
Do you think there's a difference between the way jazz is developing here in the United States and the direction it's going in Europe?
Probably yes, because we have war, you know, and jazz was much shorter period in Europe because war destroyed completely everything. Like you remember, like you say, Django Reinhardt was in France before the war, but after that, you know, everything start from the beginning.
Hmm. You're going to play something else for us, and this is something from your second disc.
Yes, that was from Suspended Night. We play variation number 2, Selina. Thank you.
Selena, which appears as Variation 2 from Tomasz Stanko's previous CD, Suspended Night, played here in Studio 4B by the Tomasz Stanko Quartet. Your new recording was recorded in the south of France, near Avignon.
Yes.
Does location have an effect on your playing?
Yeah, I'm, especially for myself, I am really big fan of Cézanne, and that is his area, his beautiful Provence. And this Provence autumn have also very special. I think that's very, sometimes very important to have this kind of vibration from the land where you are.
How do you think your playing and your music has changed over the years?
I don't change too much. Maybe I have more experience inside and I am more rich with my sensitivity because of my life, you know. And but I think I don't change too much. I play kind of one melody all life.
One melody your whole
life, yeah.
With variations on your theme.
Yeah, with a variation, yeah.
You're finishing up a tour here in the United States. What kind of reaction are you getting from
America? We have fantastic reaction.
Yeah.
Everywhere is really crowded. People reacted very, very well. A lot of fans, a lot of people knows my music, what is very a big satisfaction for myself. But, you know, here and in England, you know, you have audience with the biggest experience, and that's very important for us. This music is born here.
We have time for one more tune, and before you play us out, I just want to thank you, Tomasz Stanko, for coming in with the rest of your quartet to play for us today.
Thank you very much. We will play Krzysztof Komeda composition, Katorna.
The Tomasz Stanko Quartet played for us in NPR Studio 4B. Their new CD, Lontano, is on ECM Records. The engineers for our studio recording were Michael Schweppe, Flon Williams, and Rob Byers. It was produced by Ned Warden. There's more information and music from Tomasz Stanko on our website, npr.org, including the full version of this unreleased composition called White Autumn Ballad. I have one more piece of news for you. After today's program, I will begin a 3-month sabbatical leave. After 20 years of talking, I need a little time to think. I hope to learn some new things, how to program my iPod, how to write fiction, how to improve my photography skills. I also plan to walk along the seashore, spend more time with my family, and sleep in on Sunday mornings, but not too late, because I don't want to miss the puzzle, as well as the rest of Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Thank you.